so wide open, you thought Watson Brown was calling the plays.
Wow.
He put 8 goals on the board against the New York Islanders. And now they're headed back up to Long Island. And tomorrow night they could conceivably close out the series. And that would be the final game in the fabled Nassau Veterans Memorial Coliseum at the end of a 50-year run with all those magnificent Islander teams and the 4 Stanley Cups and a legacy of Hall of Famers. But Tampa Bay is 1 win away from a return to the Stanley Cup Final.
Wow. Paul, I know we're going to go all over the place today, so I'll just kind of start with this. 4 years ago, when we got to experience this here, I thought it was the coolest thing in sports I had ever been a part of, because as a season ticket holder, I was there for every Predator home game, wouldn't have missed one for the world. The road games, we'd all get together, a group of us, out at Embassy Suites and watch the games. I still believe it's the coolest 2 months in sports that I've ever been a part of. Does it feel that way for you?
It certainly does. I think any time you're playing for a championship, any time there's elimination at stake, game sevens, the two most pressure-packed words in sport, and men have an opportunity to immortalize their athletic pursuits, their careers, with their name engraved forever on the Stanley Cup, you can't put a price on that. So they make millions during the regular season, or a considerable amount of money, but are not paid in any regular basis in the playoffs. You are compensated nominally, no matter if you are a great star or if you're a rank-and-file player, just for the opportunity to have your name on that cup to raise the chalice. It's a magnificent 2 months. The passion and the athleticism, and now with the crowds back, the incredible spectacles of these arenas being full, as Tampa's was last night, and New York will be tomorrow night. It's just wonderful theater. Truly is.
Paul, 4 years ago when this run started to happen here, a couple of rounds into the playoffs, my buddy Butch Spiridon, who runs our Convention and Visitors Bureau, he started talking to me about downtown viewing parties, watch parties. And with each game in the Anaheim series, those crowds got larger and larger. And by the time they got to the Stanley Cup Final against the Penguins, there were close to 50,000 people downtown who had no thought of getting in the arena. They just wanted to be a part of it. Does some of that go on in Tampa?
It's larger than life. We're a sea of blue, the team colors, and they fill the plaza around the arena, all the restaurants and bars, and up to 10,000 in the building. When we're playing on the road, they're watching it on the Jumbotron, in addition to our statewide television audience, radio broadcasts, social media. I think it's the camaraderie that you feel at any sporting event, to the person next to you who you may not know, but you feel like your brother in arms watching all of this. It builds the sense of community. That's why sports is so important to the betterment of society. And this franchise is incredibly popular for a number of reasons, not the least of which is that they have donated tens of millions of dollars to pro bono organizations at $50,000 a night for each and every game. But they've done this over the course of the last 10 years. And so it's a sterling example of what a franchise can be in a non-traditional market. But this is a franchise, when allowed, is nearing 300 consecutive sellouts.
Love it.
And you're talking about a home slate that's 45 to 50 games a year.
Yeah, that is so cool. Okay, I'm going to put you on the spot here as we just hopscotch all over the place. The rumor in this city is that the Tampa Bay Rays will eventually end up here. much more so than the rumor of the Oakland A's coming here. You know, Nashville's one of these cities that's being mentioned. Paul, do you think that has a chance of happening?
I don't believe the Oakland A's in the American League will surrender the Bay Area market. There will be a stadium forthcoming in California. How proximate it is to the Oakland Alameda County Coliseum right now, I don't know. But the American League is not going to surrender all of Northern California as a territory. The question first is, would Nashville support and thrive with a Major League Baseball team, franchise? Of course it would, with a stadium. Within a 200-mile radius, look what you would draw to Music City. I don't believe, however, George, that the Rays are going to leave this market for the same reason that baseball would allow the A's to depart California. There are, on the field, this is a championship-caliber team that wins 90 a year.
Sure is.
Won the American League a year ago. You know, their general manager, Eric Nylander, he's 38 years old, all right? Which means he was not born or was not born, the year that the Vanderbilt Commodores and Whit Taylor ran Watson's offense.
I knew that was coming.
And can you imagine? I went weak-kneed thinking about that. The man that's the baseball genius behind all of this in the World Series did not exist. You know, when Norman Jordan was running wild across the green grass of Southeastern Conference opposition. Be that as it may, they do need a stadium, they need to have a dome stadium. Will baseball expand? That could happen. Could readily happen. I do not believe they're going to Montreal. It didn't work the first time. Might have in the early 90s, but they weren't even drawing in the 90s when I was doing the Marlins. Toronto's thriving. Unfortunate with COVID that we cannot get into the country and come out of the country as normal citizens. But to answer your question, no. The Marlins, by the way, the Rays, by the way, tonight, if you get an opportunity, Wander Franco, the 20-year-old shortstop, makes his Major League debut tonight. He is the number one prospect in Major League Baseball by consensus of opinion among the 32 teams.
Watson, did you notice how he weaved that little tail?
Oh, he's
smooth, good. Very smooth.
Smooth.
Oh, stop it.
You know what he was
getting a little deep in Tampa, Paul?
You know what he was saying, Watson, I think, was that you're old.
Oh, well.
Watson, I want you to know I got a note from Charlie Mack yesterday, Charlie Mack Alexander, because I sent it to him. I watched 2 days ago, make it 3 days ago, the 1982 highlight film. It was on YouTube. I watched the whole thing. Spread and shred, so far ahead of its time. But that, of course, was before Eric Nylander was even born, the general manager of the Rays. I did. Paul. It was amazing.
Paul, I was 10. I was 10 years old during that.
Oh, it was amazing. And the Maryland game, what year was that?
82.
That was 82 game. Also. Yeah.
That may be. There are a few games in my life that you remember, Major League Baseball, the NFL, the NBA. You remember if you go to the World Series or the Super Bowl or this, that, and the other. I remember a great win and a great loss. The great win would be over Maryland. The great loss, Watson, you remember the year we played Kentucky, and it could have been 80. Was it that 81 year? And all you have to do is punt the ball down the field, hold them like three shots, the game goes over. They're playing in Nashville, and the ball bounces on a punt into the air, rolls around, and the Kentucky return man waits, and then runs out of nowhere to scoop it up and return it for a touchdown. Do you remember that? I do.
Yeah.
But Bobby Bowden.
Why is it, Paul? Why, Paul, do we always remember the bad things? And I'm not as good at remembering the good things, but I remember the little bad things.
Bobby, man. I was about to say, Bobby Bowden told me the losses are far darker than the wins are sunshine and roses, right? The highs of victory do not counterbalance the lows of defeat. Is that right? You find, and it gets harder to take those losses as you go on in your career.
People ask me, Paul, when I got older, what's the difference? I said, here's the difference after doing it so long. I said, the wins become relief and the losses just keep killing you. So it don't balance out as you stay in it longer. And that's the way I remembered it.
There's nowhere to hide. There's no way to make it to go away except for that week to go by fast and you can play again. And
play the next one.
But you still remember, right? What if I had called this? I've always said for college coaches, the great challenge, perhaps unrealized by some, is that your success is predicated, success or failure, on an 18-year-old catching or dropping football.
Right. Yeah.
What a way to live your life. What a way to make a living.
Yeah. Brenda's brought that up a few times. Through the years, I've heard that one before.
I mean, education and great and growth and all that's wonderful. But however, it gets very, very. You'll like this. Can I include this? Barry Trotz, who you know very well, wonderful man, was the coach 15 years. Is that right in Nashville?
Yeah, I think it was 17.
17. Just really regarded as a great person. So. He's the coach of the New York Islanders to great success, coach of the year finalist this year. 3 years after winning the Stanley Cup with Washington and Ovechkin, he has the Islanders in this series with Tampa Bay, their second straight year of being to the third round. They get hammered last night, 8-0. Little goes right. It's going from bad to worse. Players at the end of the game, it's a madhouse getting thrown out. So now you're the coach. Final horn. Team goes off the ice and into the locker room. Barry gives it a beat and waits, and he comes in. And this is what he says to him. Do you yell at him? Do you ring him out? What are you going to do? He walks in and goes, well, I can say that wasn't our best game of the year, fellas. What would you say? That's how we played it. That wasn't our best effort of the season, would you say? And let it go. Is that the best way? Is it harder to get beat on a last-second field goal than it is to get blown out? I think it probably
absolutely.
Is. Or a one-goal game. But he just walked in there and said, fellas, that was not our best effort of the year. We've had better games. And he walked out.
Paul, remember you heard this. Someday he will end up back here.
You think so?
You know what? I'm using the Bobby Cox model. Why not?
What a wonderful coach he is.
Yeah. If you see him, tell him we said hello.
All the players love him. Adam Hall came out of Michigan State, great player, debuted as a rookie with Nashville, drafted by the Predators, debuted and played the first 5-6 years of his career with Nashville.
Yep.
Adam Hall LaFour. He was my expert analyst last night in Tampa on the Lightning broadcast. He is, after a nice career, solid family man, in investments with the Merrill Lynch, like Norman Jordan, just a super solid person. And he played for Trotz when he began and said that was one of the great blessings of his life.
I believe it.
To have that guy break, you know, and said Barry tapped him on the shoulder when he arrived from Michigan State, like in April, there toward the end of the year, and said, you're in tonight. And he said he could hardly breathe after that. But he went over the boards and played a little bit and came back and said, that's not so bad, and I breathe easy. You know?
Yeah.
So, that's great. Great little stories. Minutia.
Hey, Watson, before you get to a second question, we're going to go to a break. But I do want Terry to at least say hello to Paul.
Hey, Paul, how are you?
What's going down?
Well, I just know that your Rays down there own my Yankees, that is for sure. It's not been pretty over the last couple of years.
The Rays have a $68 million payroll. The Yankees have a $268 million payroll.
Let's go, Rays!
How the heck does this work? There's a wonderful story in The Athletic that I happened by today that they're smart, are the Rays, and this adage, they never fall in love with players, that they are able to make very hard decisions. And they case in point, they had Blake Snell, who probably should have won that World Series game last year, making $15 million a year, Cy Young Award winner, but they moved him because they could spread his $15 million around four other arms.
Yeah.
So, and New York just seems to be, the Cashman model seems to be, Terry, you buy players and spend an extraordinary amount of money. The downside is it doesn't guarantee success.
And that's true. They seem to be able to, they seem to have a knack for buying guys who hit 220 and strike out 180 times.
Such so that's bitterness. A
what is going on in baseball with the strikeouts? But you're right, and I don't know that the correlation is between the Rays being successful and the Yankees underachieving right now. If it's related, I just think it's two entirely different approaches to this. The way the Yankees have traditionally done this no longer seems to be as effective. And Boston hired, of course, Bloom from the Rays, and they're going to. They're going to a more economical, analytic-driven approach, more like Tampa Bay than New York. And they used to spend, well, Dave Dombrowski came from Boston, as you know, briefly in Nashville. They would spend to the top of the baseball payroll totem pole.
Yeah. Paul, hang with us. We'll go to the break. Watson, let's you and I talk a little Jody Jones dentistry, and then we'll bring Paul back up here in a couple of minutes.
George, we'll go quick. I know we're hurrying today, but Jody is one of those kids which Paul would know. He's a victim of a great environment as he came up. His mom and dad, Doug and Lucy, are fantastic people, raised him right, taught him competitiveness, class, everything, want to be the best. And that's what he's done all the way through. And then through his high school years and playing at DCA to his college years playing at Vanderbilt, and then getting into his dental practice with he and his brother, Dwayne, and both great young men. And Jody has just made it. And when he really did well, George, then he puts his money in this facility he has now. And you walk in the door of that facility, and you see all the different Preds that have been there, all the different Titans that have been there to him, all the different country music singers that have stars that have been in there with him. It's just an unbelievable practice. It reaps first class. That's what I'm so proud of for him. He's the best dentist in Nashville, but he's earned that.
Watson talked about this new facility. It's at 55 Music Square East. And whatever state-of-the-art means, this thing is state-of-the-art. If you want an appointment, it's really pretty simple. Just dial up 615-259-5100. And when you call them, you tell them Watson Brown sent you.
Blair, what about my medical bills?
They'll all be taken care of through the settlement.
What about me?
You worry about getting better. Do what your doctor tells you. We'll take care of the rest.
What a relief.
Mark Durham Injury Law, 615-242-9000.
Dad, guess what?
What?
You are going to be a grandfather.
That's great. You're going to be a wonderful mom. And I can't wait to be a grandpa. Not too long ago, moments like this with my daughter would have been a challenge. It was a long road for me to find myself again after Vietnam. I struggled to connect with almost everyone and preferred being alone. It was my neighbor Jim, another Vietnam veteran, who finally convinced me that I could still connect with my family and find that fulfilling life I'd lost. In fact, I called Jim first with the news about my granddaughter, Lizzie. Hey, Jim, I'm going to be a grandfather.
Congratulations, Dave.
Hey, let's get together and celebrate.
Well, as long as you're not grilling.
My pride was my armor, but I didn't know it then. I couldn't put it in the words. I was sad, I was scared, I felt alone. I didn't know how to reach out, so I hid behind anger and silence. But then I decided to listen to Jim, and I went for help down at the VA. If I can take that first step after almost 50 years, I know other veterans can too. Visit maketheconnection.net to find out more.
What is it about a classic that appeals to us? Hello, I'm Sammy Stewart, president of F&M Bank. There are a few classics that haven't changed. This truck and these glasses. You know, with proper maintenance and a few upgrades, a classic still works today. We invite you to experience the classic customer service at F&M Bank that has been our hallmark since 1906. Check us out at myfmbank.com.
F&M Bank, your money.
Smart choice.
With the weather getting warmer, I think about golf, even though my golf game isn't that great, and I want to throw an option out there that you may not have thought of in a while. Riverside Golf Links at 640 Old Hickory Boulevard. With new ownership, the golf course has improved dramatically. The greens look awesome. There are 27 holes, 9 of which are an executive course for beginners and juniors. So the other 18 holes have great bunkers. It's fun, it's relaxing. The pace of play will allow you to get 18 holes in 4 hours or less. So let me give you a couple of other particulars. A brand new grill, a stocked pro shop, and improved practice facilities. Great fun, great way to entertain yourself. Dial them up for a tee time, 847-5074, or go online, riversidegolflinks.com.
Napa Know How.
Celebrate Dad all month at Napa with the Evercraft 100-piece screwdriver set for $19.99. To a regular person, that might seem like an excessive number of screwdrivers. But to Dad, that's just being prepared, like buying a paper map in case the GPS goes rogue. That's the Evercraft 100-piece screwdriver set for $19.99. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa Know How.
Napa Know How.
At participating locations while supplies last. Offer ends 6/30/21.
Your exclusive national sports radio, WNSR, Sky Scan forecast. This afternoon, sunshine, high 78. Mainly clear tonight, low 56. Sunny Wednesday, high 84. Thursday, sunny, high 88. Maybe a thunderstorm Friday. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network and national sports radio, I'm WNSR's meteorologist, Jim Rinaldi.
Sports Radio, WNSR.
The man, the myth, the legend, the Plaz. The George Plaster Show on WNSR Nashville Sports Radio.
327, the news in Omaha is not good right now for Tennessee. The Vols are down 7-4 with Texas coming to bat in the bottom of the sixth inning. The story is this. The loser of this game is out. The winner stays alive, barely. Vandy plays tomorrow night against Stanford at 6 p.m., and they are in the same position now that Tennessee is in. They got to win. Joining us by phone from down in the Tampa area, Tampa Bay Lightning announcer Paul Kennedy, certainly no stranger to this show, no stranger to Watson Brown. Watson, it did appear he was saying you were old.
I just took that different, George. Maybe he wasn't trying to say that.
How did you take it?
I just let it go in one ear and out the other. I get it so much from you that, I mean, it just kind of flows now, right, Terry?
Yeah.
I mean, that's
absolutely
just the way it is. What do you think, Terry? That's what I think. It's kind of the norm now, not the exception anymore.
Yeah, it's kind of become that way.
Oh, listen to the two of y'all piling on yesterday in a series of cheap shots. But we digress. Watson, what do you got for Paul?
Paul, what? Tell me, why is it location? Why is it that the Rays don't get the support the Bucks get and the Bolts get? Why is that? Because they've been just as good. And
yeah,
honestly,
absolutely,
in some ways better because of what they deal with as far as the financial piece.
Yeah, I think it's the location of the ballpark, Watson, which is across the bay in St. Petersburg. Somewhat difficult to get to. Okay. For years, there's been discussion about moving it close to Raymond James Stadium. The Lightning, who are in the heart of downtown Tampa, not St. Pete, but Tampa, draw extraordinarily well. And two, I think that the mathematics of it, it's in that you're talking about 10 football games and 50 hockey games, you'd be talking about a season ticket package of 80, maybe, baseball games. But I think it'd be quite successful, especially with the dome stadium where it's 72 degrees and the games start on time and it's not raining. As it rains every day. I'm looking out here, by the way. This is the kind of idiot that you're talking to today, Coach and Terry. I'm the only guy in Florida that forgot it rains every day at 3, 4 o'clock during the summertime. So I took my car to get it washed this morning. And as I glance outside the window, what's it doing right now in downtown Tampa? It looks like it is raining so hard, I think Charlton Heston is going to come out in his robe and beard, and with his staff, wave the waters to part as my car sits there getting pounded by rain. I'm glad I got that little coupon that says that you can take it back a day later. But it's not inconsequential in terms of price to get your car washed nowadays, and I must be the only guy that didn't know it was going to rain. Does that answer your question?
Yeah, around the – I kind of did. Last thing, I'll give you – let Terry have you for a minute.
Wait a minute. Terry gets to talk to Paul?
I'm going to let him talk to Paul.
I didn't think that was part of the script.
Do I have to okay that through you? Or
no, I just didn't know that we ever allowed him to talk to Paul.
Come on, Terry. Step up. Terry, usually Paul, it only rains as high as if I'm trying to land in a plane coming into Nashville. That's the only time it storms like this. I can't believe how silly, stupid I am.
Paul, two questions on the Rays. Do you think they will build them a place in Tampa? And if they do, will they draw in percentages the way the hockey and the football teams do?
Yeah, I think they would. They've got to come across the bay with a new stadium. Yeah. Watson, the value of the owner paid $400 million for this franchise. It's worth a latest Forbes magazine evaluations by people wiser than I in the financial sector, valued at $1.2 billion. So that's an incredible net gain on his investment in the course of a decade or so. So I don't think he's going to let it go. And he's done, although there is talk about stadium situations and attendance situations, it's extremely profitable for him. It could be more profitable. It could be better for baseball. But it's been a remarkable source of profit for him in buying this at one point and now having it valued at triple what he paid for it.
That's unbelievable. I had no idea.
It is unbelievable.
That's unbelievable.
Right,
Terry. What
the baseball values are? What the L.A. Clippers, Los Angeles Clippers, when Steve Ballmer, formerly of Microsoft with Bill Gates, bought the Clippers what 5-6 years ago, he paid $2 billion for that franchise. 30 years ago, that franchise was worth less than $50 million. So, it's astronomical. If what franchise values have done in American Major League sports.
Can you and I pool our money and buy the Rays?
That's right. I'm all in on this. We'll let Terry and George broadcast the games.
Wow.
Speaking of broadcasters, my friend Andrew Allegretta has arrived at Vanderbilt and a broadcast the other night, as I understand it, the Vandy boys in their win. And then, unfortunately, a great pitching performance last night by Leiter, but 15 strikeouts, but a 1-0 shutout on the part of NC State. But I do wish Andrew Allegretta well as he joins the broadcast team there. I think you'll like him very much. I've known him for years. He's a quality person and broadcaster.
And now, with the Yankee news, here's Terry McCormick.
Oh, gosh. Paul, I mean, okay, George has talked me into it. I will start with a Yankees question.
Imagine that.
The Yankees.
You know, there are a lot of people in Florida and in the Tampa area in particular who are transplants from the Northeast. Do the Rays have an issue with there being too many Yankee fans, too many Red Sox fans, because the Yankees' spring training home is in Tampa? Is that an issue that they have to deal with a lot in their attendance?
Well, I think people will come to the games to see Major League Baseball, to answer your question. I know the Rays take particular pride when they can win against New York, when they can win against Boston, because the playing fields aren't financially level. But the Yankees have for years. This is a New York Yankees town, is Tampa. It really is, with Steinbrenner Field, former Legends Stadium, right across from Raymond James Stadium. Their year-round training facility is here. So many of the Yankees make this home, call this home. Derek Jeter just sold his place on Harbor Island, Davis Island, and is moving down to Miami, where he is on a more permanent basis running the Marlins. But it's a Yankee town, and more so than I think any other team in the history of it, the legacy of it. And it was St. Pete in the Tampa area that in the 20s first started to host spring training down here, when New York would come with Gehrig and Ruth and those great lineups. So, but the Yankee spring training games draw well. The Yankee games in Tampa draw well. But I don't know. They don't have a problem with Yankee fans coming to the games and buying tickets. In fact, they'd greet them. They need the attendance. But I've always liked the stadium. I broadcast the first event in that stadium back in the early 90s, and have done baseball there. We had hockey there for a while, for 4 years. Our hockey was in the same stadium the Rays are playing in right now, while they were building what is the current Tampa Bay Lightning home. Convention, making it somewhat like where the Predators play now, a conventional downtown arena. But
let's talk a little bit about the Lightning. Obviously, you know, they won the Stanley Cup last year. They are knocking on the door to get back there this year. And certainly both years under trying and difficult circumstances with, you know, COVID last year and being in the bubble, this year realigned divisions to deal with that better. So I guess what has been kind of the formula and been the secret for them to be able to be one of the better teams through these unusual circumstances?
It's a great question. I would say, A, ownership. Twice they have been so fortunate with this. First, the Davidson family coming from Detroit with Palace Sports and Entertainment in the 90s and into the 2000s, Bill Davidson. Sean Henry was a member of that organization. Bill Wickett, now with the Predators, a member of that organization. Expertly run, class people, well engaged in the community, hiring the right coaches and staff, drafting well. They won the Cup in 2004. Flash forward, Jeff Finnick, now purchasing this team 10 years ago. Another great ownership group, and hiring Steve Yzerman, Todd Lewicki, who's running the Seattle Kraken, Hall of Fame players. They've drafted extraordinarily well. Records that are being set in this year's playoffs, career scoring records, are by players in the Lightning that are still in the prime of their careers, that all play together, some on the same line. This is a core group of players that has an opportunity to be just the second team in 20 years to win the Stanley Cup back-to-back years. But I think it starts with ownership and then hiring the right general manager, just like you have in Nashville. Look how good the Nashville franchise. Isn't that the formula for what you have there with the Predators right now? And everything is done right. Everything's done on a very high level. And it succeeded in Nashville. We were in the same division, Terry. You talk about eight. You know, the because of COVID, the adjusted divisions. But it'll be great, too, when this fall The arenas are open at 100% capacity. It's just so wonderful to see everybody back, and that we've all come through, hopefully, this COVID pandemic.
And then I'll throw a Bucks question at you. Obviously, with them coming off of a Super Bowl win, with Tom Brady there at the helm and playing quarterback and all, how much longer do you think this window of opportunity is for the Bucks to continue to be a top playoff contender? I mean, I guess it's all dependent upon how long Tom Brady plays at a high level, but what do you think that the Bucks management is banking on and hoping for out of that?
He's the alpha male in all of this. They re-signed. Did you see they re-signed the core of the team? Everybody came back.
Yeah.
A little less money to play. They're ready to go again. They'll be in a position that 16-week season and the postseason, they're in a position, if they avoid substantial injury, they can be there, don't you think, George and Watson? They're there at the end.
Oh, yeah.
Gronk Absolutely. Is back. Their running game is back. Their offensive line's back. Their defense, extraordinary. It's all back. They're locked and loaded and ready to go again. It's amazing to see. There's billboards all over town called Champa Bay, as in champions, Champa Bay, for the Rays, the Lightning, and the Tampa Bay Bucks. They're all champions right now of their respective sports, all at the same time. And that rarely, if ever, happens in a city. I remember at New York in 69 when the Mets, the Jets, and the Knicks all won. It's like that right now in Tampa, Florida.
Enjoy it. Paul, hang with us. We're going to do a final segment with you. Who knows where we take it, but I know it'll be fun. So hang with us.
Can't wait.
My buddy James Warren from Sir Speedy of Music City is with us. I was looking for a way a while back to get targeted messages to people who might be interested in listening to our daily show, and so I asked James for a little help. You take it from there.
So what we were able to do is come up with 7,000 names of people in Nashville and their addresses by zip code that are interested in spectator sports, football, baseball, that sort of thing. It was a pretty reasonable price too, wasn't it, George?
Yes, it was. I got the BGA discount.
Yeah, so in other words, twice the normal. This is something that we do for all sorts of folks. We can sort it by zip code, by type of people, age, whatever, to make it get to the people that you want to get to. If you've got a new business, no better way to do it.
Sir Speedy of Music City, phone number 832-9511, or go to SirSpeedyMusicCity.com.
Hi, I'm Vivica Fox. For more than 100 years, American Humane has been helping our best friends in their worst times, during hurricanes, tornadoes, and increasingly, wildfires. They're real heroes to these animals. But Mother Nature isn't the only danger that animals face. Sometimes it's human nature that's the greatest threat. Each year, more than 6 million beautiful, adoptable animals are being abandoned, and more than 1 million are euthanized before they can be rescued. These animals need heroes too. Heroes to open up their hearts and homes and to give them the love they deserve. Be a hero to an animal in need. Consider becoming an American Humane Rescue Volunteer or adopt from your local shelter. Visit AmericanHumane.org to find out how you can be a hero and help our best friends in their worst times.
We need the forklift over here.
Indeed knows unexpected growth can stretch your business thin.
Okay, those molds need to be adjusted. The shippers are coming at noon, so we got to get this done.
Like at Dennis's plastic startup, to stay flexible, he needs to get started hiring right away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. And the moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first sponsored job post. Terms and conditions apply.
Thinking about buying a home or refinancing? Lori Burnett Leland at MortgageLadyUSA.com can help. Listen to what other folks are saying about their experience. John in Birmingham says, quote, Lori helped me walk through each stage of the loan process and ensured I was comfortable with every step we made. She shared her wealth of knowledge and fielded all of my questions regarding my very first home purchase. She's the best. With the power of USA Lending behind her and over 50 different bank options, Lori Burnett Leland wants to be your mortgage lady. Call her today at 615-969-4350 or visit MortgageLadyUSA.com. Equal housing opportunity, One Vantage Way, Nashville, Tennessee, NMLS number 1088591 and 45370. Licensed in Tennessee, Alabama, and Georgia.
Napa Know-How.
Some things just go better together, like a 5-quart jug of Napa full synthetic motor oil and a platinum filter for $26.48. It's like bacon and eggs, hot dogs and mustard, or Joni and Chachi. Ask your dad about it. That's Napa full synthetic and a platinum filter for $26.48. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa Know-How.
Napa Know-How.
General States pricing. Sales prices not include applicable state, local taxes, or recycling fees. Offer ends 6/30/21.
It's a Bill King Show.
Whoever gets hired at any school, the fan base is immediately hypnotized. Once that guy stands at the podium and he says, go team, and here's the way it's going to be, and I'm a winner, the fans automatically just melt. They could hire a guy you've never heard of from a different planet, and once that guy's done at the podium, you'd say, there it is. Happens every time.
Weekday mornings beginning at 6 on Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM.
Sports Radio, WNSR.
He's live.
He's local.
He's George Plaster. The George Plaster Show on Nashville Sports Radio.
3:46 and a quick update from Omaha. Texas has added another run, and it's the Longhorns 8, Tennessee 4 as they head to the bottom of the 7th inning in Omaha. So Tennessee's got some real trouble ahead to try to stave off elimination. Paul Kennedy's on the line with us from Tampa, part of the Tampa Bay Lightning broadcast crew. We've known him for years. Guys, we got about 7-8 minutes in this segment, so we'll move really quick, hopefully one question each. Paul, when you hear 12-team college football playoff, are you as shocked as I am that they're going to 12?
I am, and I'm disappointed for this reason, and it's a larger perspective on this. I just think that they have decimated the bowl system in college football, that our attention becomes here in June becomes on who's going to play for the national championship rather than the individual rivalries, the individual schools playing on Saturday afternoons and Saturday evenings. For conference championships, division championships, and the like. All of our focus seems to be, or it has become a disproportionate focus, on who the final four, the final six, the final eight, the final 12 are going to be. And I think it's to the detriment of college football. It became, that's all, if you watch ESPN, our great colleagues at ESPN, the discussion all year was who's going to get in the four. Who's going to get in the four? The SEC going to get in the four? I don't care about that. I like to see UCLA play USC. I like to see Penn State play Michigan. I like to see Alabama play Tennessee, Vanderbilt play Ole Miss. Remember when Vanderbilt and Ole Miss, a very big deal. I can see Joe Staley right now flying down the sidelines with an interception. I think that we have become so obsessed with this national championship, and it's driven financially. And it comes in concert with the Supreme Court of the United States yesterday telling the NCAA what we have known for years, it's basically immoral, that you are pocketing the money from this by the millions, if not billions of dollars, and not compensating the players on a number of different levels, for their name, likeness, and image, or by benefits while they are in school for furthering their education. A unanimous Supreme Court decision yesterday, scathing to Emmert and to the basic demise of the NCAA as we know it. So if you judge college football by revenues, you go to 12, you'll drive more money, right? But I just think the emphasis, George and Terry and Watson, has gone to the point that being on television is necessary for revenues. Television on Mondays and Tuesdays and Wednesdays and Thursdays instead of playing on Saturdays. I sound very old school in this, but I like the old bowl systems. I like the old bowl games. Where's the Rose Bowl in this? Where's the old Cotton Bowl like it used to be? And where it really meant something, the Sugar Bowl now. If you're not in the Big Four, does it matter? It seems all of that has been discounted. The Citrus Bowl, the Orange Bowl. It has just changed so markedly, and I would argue not necessarily for the better.
Watson?
Well, and to add to that, Paul, to me, when you weren't in the playoffs, all these kids that took themselves out of the bowls to get ready for the draft, it showed to me that that's what the kids think. If you don't get to the playoffs, then really it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. And I thought that was another just stab right there that got us all that are old-timers that way.
Yeah, absolutely. And can you fault the player? He's thinking, if I go and play in this game and I injure my knee, okay, perspective.
That's right.
Right?
Yeah.
You're right. But at the same time, where is the spirit, the camaraderie of playing your 4 years and playing for the university and getting a degree in this? Where is the degree instead of one and dones? Everybody's chasing money. Everybody is chasing money. They're not chasing higher education. The Supreme Court is not talking about, in the United States, about degrees, about learning, about growth as a person, about earning masters and doctorates. It's talking about men and women banking money off the backs of athletes. We're talking about cash for play, not about education. We've lost the priorities. The focus has changed. College football is about Watson educating kids on the field's friendly strife, and to augment to enhance their educational experience.
Terry, you got about a minute and a half. Do your best.
All right, Paul. I'll go back to, I guess, a little bit of the Tampa market and all. How much are kind of obviously a lot of people that live in Florida. How much is the Tampa and Orlando markets kind of intertwined? Because Orlando, which obviously has Disney World, but in the sports realm has only the Magic, and then Tampa Bay has the other three sports of the Big Four. How intertwined are those two metropolitan areas in terms of support of the teams that fans call, you know, their favorites down there?
Paul got about 60 seconds.
Right, I think the one common interest they have is pro football and college football too, to a degree. It's Buckstown. Bucks are front page in Orlando. They're front page in Tampa. But I think the longest 90 miles in the world might be between Orlando and the Bay Area, because the NBA stays in Orlando and the NHL and Major League Baseball primarily stays on the Bay in terms of their coverage and following.
Wow, we got it all in. Paul, thank you so much.
Oh, I love you. I love you guys. I love you, George. Anytime you want to have me, I'll come on and you can ridicule my opinion.
Hey, good luck to the Lightning. Tell Barry Trotz we said hello.
Absolutely. I sure will. Go Preds. See you later.
Talk to you. I tell you what,